Welcome, everyone, to the Open in Indiana podcast, where we feature the people, places, and events that make Indiana a great place to live, work, and visit. Today, our guest is Jim Smith, owner of VIP Home Solutions in the Greenwood area. Jim, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Ryan. How are you doing today?
I'm always doing great. It's a beautiful day here in Indianapolis.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Jim, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your background and how you came to start VIP Home Solutions?
Awesome. Okay. Well, I grew up down here in the Greenwood area, so I'm a Southsider, so I've seen a lot of changes down here through the years, and married a beautiful woman, Danielle. We have two kids at 19 and 15, and have another set of kids that are 34 and 32, married with grandkids. So very, very blessed that all my family's close by. So very lucky with that. Started in the home improvement industry, Lord, back in 1987. So been doing this for a few years. Was just basically in the window and siding business for years, and then got into the roofing and siding business. Back after 1996, we had a big hailstorm that came through the south side of Indianapolis, and that kind of got my career going that direction. And back in 08, I was a product of the industry, of the economy at that time, where the housing and stock market and everything was falling apart and foreclosures. So I was actually let go of a company in the winter of 08. And my wife's encouragement said, start your own, which was great encouragement, but we didn't have any money to start a business. But I certainly had the time on my hands to do something. So I started to search out to good friends and other people that I knew. And with my wife's encouragement, I started the VIP Home Solutions back in that spring. And now that's been, Lord, what, 11, 12 years or so. And started off just with what I knew. Roofing, siding, windows, gutters, stuff like that. And then I was in networking, and my wife was questioning, you know, am I a contractor or a networker? And I was just trying to build a business and not real sure what I was doing, other than I was just meeting a lot of good people. And next thing you know, my phone starts ringing through all my networking sources, and I start doing roofs, I start doing siding, and I start doing other things a year or two into it. And with the economy being in just terrible shape at that time, with unemployment high, you know, and just people losing their homes left and right, my business actually flourished because I diversified myself and started doing remodel, and did not have that vision when I started. I guess the good Lord did, but I didn't. And next thing you know, I'm building room additions and doing kitchens and bathrooms and still doing my insurance work, and just continued to just build relationships and just kept growing the business. And then my wife was a loan officer at the time, and well, I got her to kind of remember all this, and she decided she didn't want to do that, wanted to help me with my business, so we joined forces, and now we're co-owners of the VIP Home Solutions. And then we started, it's probably been maybe 3 years now. Sorry about the sirens. They're not coming after me. So anyway, I'm in my office here. Started the VIP Real Estate Group, which my 76-year-old mother's today has been a broker for years. And my 32-year-old daughter, they actually run the VIP Real Estate Group. And then a year ago, we started the VIP Restoration Group, which is the fire and water division. So we've been very blessed. We're very busy people. And here we are, all these years later, still plugging away. So we've just been growing and then all this thing happened here over the last month or so. We've been adapting to that as well, just trying to figure that out. But we've so far been very blessed and stayed very busy throughout all this.
And Jim, I want to point out one thing that you said here is that your family is involved in the different parts of business with you. This is truly a family-owned business that you are a part of.
Yes, yes. You know, you meet people in life and, you know, you get to know them and you tell them your story and, you start, oh my gosh, you work with a lot of family. And Ryan, I'll be honest, I love it. I mean, it's not perfect. No, nothing is perfect. But my wife, you know, she runs our businesses. She handles all payroll, incoming, outgoing. She handles everything with all three businesses. My 34-year-old son, he works for us, and he's in sales, but also does all the coordinating with all the crews and all the sales guys and ordering material and communicating with clients and just does a great job. And my 32-year-old daughter, as I mentioned, she's a full-time licensed realtor. She will have 2 years in at the end of May. She got married last May, so her husband actually is in the mortgage business, so that was a good fit. And as mentioned, my mother, even though she's not actively full-time, she is our managing broker, so she helps oversee all the sides of the real estate business. You got to have the knowledge to do. So, yes, I'm very, very, very blessed to have a lot of family around me, and we're all a big, big part of the company. So, yeah.
And Jim, let's go back to some of the things that you and your family with VIP Home Solutions, VIP Restoration, and VIP Real Estate, what are some of the things that you can help members of your community with?
Well, one thing is there's a lot of people, even prior to this, that, you know, just need someone they can trust and rely on. You know, today people are busy. They don't want to meet three or four or five different people. If they can kind of find, you know, I hate to use that term, one-stop shop per se, but that's kind of how we approach what we do. Instead of them, you know, having to find a drywaller, a roofer, a painter, a trim carpenter, a floor person, an HVAC person, I have a team around me. And what's really been kind of cool is we've run across people that are fixing their homes up that have a desire to sell it, and they don't have a realtor in that case. And a lot of times we're able to say, well, hey, if you want, we can refer you off to the real estate group, and they can help you with the selling and the purchase of maybe, you know, a new home or selling of your current home. And it works in reverse where they get a listing or a purchase of a home, and, you know, we're able to come in and be one of, you know, several estimates and able to work with those kind of clients as well. The restoration business, well, that was a benefit because that rolls into the other stuff. And, you know, there's just emergencies that happen. You know, people have, you know, unfortunately, people have fires, but unfortunately, you know, when those things happen, it's a very stressful situation and people just don't know what to turn to. And so having all those sources at our hand, we hope we can just go in and, you know, make people feel more comfortable that they don't have to search out, you know, several people to help them with their problem. And a lot of what we do is service-based and referral-based. I mean, we really don't advertise per se, very little. Pretty much everything we do is word of mouth. And it's just been a huge benefit for us. So without having the so-called overhead of all the advertising, which is nothing wrong with, we're able to help keep some of our costs down. But, you know, we don't go out and tell people we're cheap per se. We just, you know, we have high-end craftsmanship quality laborers. We use, you know, top-end materials, which, you know, we feel strong about. But, you know, we're able to be efficient with what we do, and that time, and time is money, as we all know. And if we can save people that time and we can save them money and do them a good job and hope that they'll, you know, obviously refer us to others, it's what keeps us in business. And we've been very blessed all these years. Even when things get tough, we're still busy. which is really cool, for us.
Absolutely. Jim, I want to, since we're coming into the time of year where storm damage is a prevalent part of a lot of people's lives, unfortunately, what is some of your advice on questions that a homeowner should ask a potential contractor when fixing that damage?
Well, big thing is before, if they haven't already opened up a claim, be sure whoever they're going to have inspect their property inspects it thoroughly from top to bottom, all the way around. And here's why. A lot of people, they have a deductible, of course, and these deductibles, based on policies, can range from $1,000 to over $2,000. And what you don't want to do is open up a claim if you've only got a small amount of damage, because once that claim's open, it's open. So the big thing is experience, knowing what you're looking for. You can't always see damage standing on the ground. So, as example, if you have roof damage, you really got to get up there and inspect the roof, and you got to know what you're looking for. That's huge. On the other side, today in the insurance world, as a lot of agents will tell you, years ago you could open up multiple claims. Today, if you start opening up multiple claims, they look at that a little different in underwriting today. So you got to be careful. But just having someone experienced that understands the insurance industry, that knows how to work with the insurance agents, that knows how to work with the insurance adjusters, that's willing to meet with them, show them what they see as the damage, be thorough, huge importance, to handle a claim properly. Because if not handled properly, it could cost that homeowner, thousands of dollars, possibly out of pocket, and they don't get the home back to the condition it was prior to the storm damage, because that's important. You should be able to have your home put back to at least the condition, if not better, than before the storms. And, like you said, Ryan, the last couple of weeks, we've had a lot of wind and some hail and some tornadoes from, back in April 8th. And I think on March 28th, we had a lot of wind and up on the north side of town. So if you live in Indianapolis and any of the surrounding areas, it's really in your best interest just to get a free inspection, just to have your property inspected, just to be sure that it is okay. And the other reason, it is spring. A lot of people are cooped up inside all winter, and they're not outside walking around their home. And it's amazing what our homes go through just through the weather that we have here in Indiana. And things could look great in the fall, then you get through another winter and you go back outside and you go, oh, I didn't realize I had that kind of damage out here. So just having a thorough inspection done by someone experienced is huge important.
Excellent. And Jim, how could our listeners get in touch with you if they want to schedule a home inspection or learn more about some of the things you can do for them?
Well, the best thing to do is you can Google us, you can look us up, VIP, -homesolutions.com. We're in the Greenwood area. We service the surrounding counties. I've got some work up in LaPel, Indiana, which is up kind of by Anderson, so we do go as far north as that. And basically, if we can help anybody, in Indiana, we're going to try. Our office is at 310 West Main Street down here in Greenwood, Indiana. Our office number is 317-883-4VIP. Which is 847, again, 317-883-4847. Anybody can email me anytime at jim@vip-homesolutions.com.
Great.
Several ways to get a hold of us, and we do all free inspections, free estimates, and try to help anybody out we possibly can.
Excellent. Jim, thank you so much for being our guest today.
All right. Thanks for asking and inviting me. I appreciate it very much.
You're very welcome. And to all of our listeners, thank you for listening to today's episode. Catch our next episode soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Open in Indiana podcast. This podcast is produced by Henry Marketing Group, LLC, DBA Open in Indiana. To listen to more episodes, visit www.openinindiana.com/shows. Thanks for listening.